I am Daniel Lukic.
Hello, I'm Alessandro Panattoni. Welcome to Food 101.
Food, 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 people. Let's talk about food. So, Shafi, another week, another topic to discuss.
Yes, 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 that's right.
So, Shafi, how's your week in Soto Soto?
Oh, busy. Busy, very, very busy.
People, if you're wondering where Chef Alessandro working, he's working in one of the best Italian restaurants in downtown Toronto.
Yes, one of the best ones. So the amazing Soto Soto, 120 Avenue Road, the second location, Oakville. It's an amazing, amazing restaurant. We specify in Italian traditional cuisine. So when you come over, you just gonna enjoy. You can feel in Rome, absolutely.
Yes, because the dish are. Menu they're offering, it's the same that you can eat in Rome.
Yes,
right, Shafi. Yeah. So what is your best feature of the week today, Shafi?
This best feature of the week. I can tell you what, because today I'm off. I'm sorry. No, today was we stuffed a chicken with the sausage and Italian sausage and mushroom squash and with sous vide and we pansy at the moment. It's very, very nice and tender and beautiful. And but yeah, last week it was ravioli. We did ravioli with the truffle. It was fantastic.
Oh, black. Che buono!
Yes, luckily I have a little bit white truffle last week and then I pleased 6-7 customer with that, and it's the first one came in last week, and this week we're gonna get some more white truffle, so it's the best time now, you know.
Oh, wow, you know what, Shafi? You have 982 reviews in Google. Wow,
oh, yeah.
And he has 4.2. That's awesome. Let's read some of their comments. Okay, Shafi?
Yeah.
Okay. Soto Soto is a true gem. Wow. The service was outstanding. Geoff, the manager, is so nice and make sure my group was well taken care of. We will definitely returning. Everything we ate was perfectly cooked and tastes even more amazing than Oh, wow. What a Google review, Shafi. I love it.
Yeah, we have amazing, amazing customers. You know, the regulars, they always come back. That's why, you know, we always suggest to make a reservation because we always pack. So we start to get reservation already in advance for week and week now. So that's good. We are very happy about that. And a good thing, you know, of course, you know, Soto Soto, it's full of celebrity too. They come over at Soto Soto. So it's, you know, sometimes if you like it, you can, you know, you can see somebody over there.
Yes. Chef Alessandro is already celebrity. Come on.
No. I'm talking about very, very famous celebrity. They come in Toronto. So sometimes they surprise the guests, you know, when they show up. So it's pretty cool.
That'd be awesome. And one more review, Shafi. According to Russell Alexander, 5 out of 5. All day, every day. Service is exactly what you would expect at a 5-star restaurant. Food was excellent. We ordered a variety of items, appetizer, mains, dessert, family style. Definitely recommended.
Oh, wow. Thank you. We had to congratulate Marisa, she's the owner, that she's started this business 30 years ago over there. So, yes. You know, she created an amazing business. And I just help her out now and to getting more things to do and more do something a little bit more higher level and you know, but she's already succeeded so much in Toronto, so everybody know her, everybody know Soto Soto, so that's an amazing thing.
I hope Miss Marisa will open another branch in Vancouver.
I'm going to ask her, okay?
Please, we want to taste the Soto Soto menu in Vancouver.
Vancouver, yes.
That'd be awesome. And then you're going to assign here. That'd yes. be awesome. So, Chefy, because our topic today is related for Italian cuisine.
Yeah, yes, of course. Well, we're going to talk about olive oil today. You know, yeah, olive oil. Talking about olive oil, there is so much to talk about. But, you know, you don't want to annoy people because it's so difficult to explain how to make olive oil. You know, I don't want to be boring. So I'm going to make it nice and, nice and easy to understand. You know, but yes. To understand what kind of product you're going to get. So that's the most important thing. The important thing is to understand the difference between, you know, the olive oil, the extra virgin, the virgin, and the pomace oil. So that's, you know, there is... you know, different process, that's how it become, you know, that kind of stage. You know, it's to understand how to make the olive oil. Okay, the olive oil is produced by grinding the olives. So and extracting from the oil from the fruits, practically, with the mechanical or with the chemical means. So, usually the green olives are the more bitter oil. And instead the overripe olives can produce a little bit, you know, defects on the fermentation. So for a good extra virgin olive oil, you gotta make sure, you know, the ripeness of the fruits to get a very good product. Now, when they start to make the olive oil, of course they're gonna clean the leaf from the fruits, and right now there is all machine that separate the, you know, the all the olives different color, but you know, but before it was doing all manually, you know, all manually, and they was using this grinder kind of a meals disc, then probably the squeeze all the make a paste of the from all the olives, and it's gonna take at least, you know, about 30 to 40 minutes to make that process. Then after that is coming the presser, and the presser is gonna take out press the juice as much as possible, and then it's gonna be the part when is be the centrifugation. Practically, before was made in a different way, was making the, because they had to separate the leak, the water from the fruits and the oil. So usually the oil always going up and it was picked up from the top. But now with the centrifugation, the water is coming out from one side and the oil is coming out from the other. So that's practically how they make the olive oil right now, in the easy way to understand.
That's the easy way, Chefy. How about the hard way?
No, they don't want the hard way. Yeah, no, because you know, if you start talking about, you know, how to make this, how to make that, and then after you start to get a little bit boring, you know, to people that listen to us, we want to make it something simple for them to be easy to follow and to understand. You know, and the difference there is, you know, a first thing I want to tell that, you know, the most the country that produce most olive oil in the world is Spain. That's the number one. Like it's got, they got, I think it's 42% or something like that, you know, they produce the olive oil for all the world. Then after that, there is Italy, then there is Greece. So then after you go to, there is some few places in Africa, like Morocco, I think Tunisia, and I believe Turkish, that's the olive oil too, right now. So now a little bit of time, the countries, they start to get more and more country produce olive oil because they bring this, the olive trees over there. And I believe even the States, in South America, they start to produce olive oil. And I think I believe California too, some olive oil. But the best one for us, for the Italian people, it's coming from Calabria, Puglia. And when you start to do, you know, the extra virgin olive oil production region, it's even Tuscany too, especially the city of Lucca, Florence, Siena. That's one of the best way. They even the, I think, the Association of Città dell'Olio, and but all the most production, like I say, it's Spain. That's the most things there.
Yes, Safi. So before we go on, we want to shout out to the people listening in Israel. Safi, have peace in Israel. Not war people. Peace, peace, peace on earth. Because Safi in Tel Aviv, we got 50% audience share. Central District at 25%. Southern District at 17%. And Jerusalem, 8%. Thank you, Israel, for supporting this podcast, because this podcast is created to empower food people like olive oil. And Safi, so olive oil, do you think Israel producing olive oil?
Yeah, for sure. Yes, it's nice and warm over there. The weather is perfect.
Mediterranean, and, right?
Yes. And anyway, so to explain, to make it easier for everybody, okay, for the olive oil, extra virgin oliva, is the most the best one practically. And so the difference between the extra virgin olive oil and virgin olive oil, it's the percentage of the acidity that there is inside. So the extra virgin, it's gotta, I believe it's got to be no more than 0.8% for gram of acidity. Instead, for the olive oil, regular virgin olive oil, the maximum is, I think, it's got to be under the 2 grams for 100 milliliter of olive oil. So that's the difference. It's about the acidity. That's the difference about the quality of the olive oil. And after that, you got the pomace. But the pomace olive oil is made with chemical. So it's a different kind of process to produce the pomace olive oil. That's the only difference. If I had to suggest which one would be the best to use, well, of course, the extra virgin olive oil and the virgin olive oil, so the best one you can find in the market. And of course, my suggestion what to use with, of course, dressing, salad dressing, sauce, that's the best way you can use the olive oil.
Wow, that'd be awesome, Safi. So what's the difference, Safi, the black olives and the green olives?
Well, it's the ripeness of the olives, practically. Mm. And so more the green, like I said before, the green one, they produce more bitter oil. That's the thing.
Where are we gonna use olive oil in the kitchen?
Oh, everywhere.
Everywhere, people. From soup, from sauces, from main course, marination, and a lot more.
Well, you can do everything with that.
Let's do example. Where are we going to use?
In appetizer, well, you can use in carpaccios, and many, any kind of salad dressing for sure.
For sure, yes.
I saw the black. I was just looking now. The black olive oil, no, for the black using the black olives. It's most. It's from what well, the of course the rich. They're rich. They on in flavors and dark in color, and the most producer of the black olive oil is going to be the Greek population. The Greeks got that one.
Yes.
And process is the same, but the olives are different. That's the thing.
So, Safi, if you compare Spain, Italy, Greece, Tunisia, Turkey, and Morocco olive oil, what are their big differences?
Well, it's, at the end, it's all depend on the climate and you know, it's and where they grow these streets, much water they get. You know, it's all about that.
Yes.
The weather influence. It's a big part of the growing and give the flavor, the fruits of the end, of course.
Yes, the first time I saw an olive tree is when I was in Greece. It's a big tree, right, Chefe?
Oh, yes, a huge tree, yes.
Huge. So, Chefe, did you witness how to make an olive oil?
No, I didn't. When I was a child, I went once, but to be honest with you, I don't remember too much. I was too small. I was more attempt to eat the bread with the oil, so I was.
That's definitely so. After the appetizer, Safi, let's go to the main course.
Main course. You can use for everything. You can use for meat, for fish, for olive oil. You can use for anything. You can even make dessert with the olive oil. You can make the olive oil sponge cake.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, there is so the olive oil is so useful for the cuisine, especially for the Mediterranean cuisine. Then we can live without, to be honest with you.
Yes, true people, because olive oil is more nutritious and healthy oil comparing to the other oils that we are using. Especially if you use in salad dressings. They said, Chefy, that they use also for cosmetics, pharmaceuticals,
yes,
soaps, and fuels for traditional oil lamps. So, Chefy, when you are young, did you observe that your parents or grandparents use olive oil for the lamps?
Well, I saw that sometimes they was using on the hands, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. So olive oil.
Yeah, they was using on the hands. I got a few people I know that they was putting, you know, when they get so dry hands, and they was using this the olive oil for that.
Definitely something else. So people, olive oil is a versatile ingredient in the kitchen, where you can use everywhere, from marination, from soups, from dessert, as chef said. I usually use olive oil for my, if I'm doing sponge cake, Chefy.
Yeah.
You know why, people, we are using oil? To make the gluten not to stretch out, or instead of using milk, because milk make the gluten tough, use the oil instead to make the gluten soft. Oh,
yes.
And make also for the pizza dough, they use olive oil for to make the dough soft when you doing mash it or putting in the machine. Right, Chafe?
Yes, it's right.
So we are encouraging you people that in the kitchen, you need to use olive oil because it's one of a kind ingredient, something else that versatile, and you can use anything in the kitchen, as Chef Alessandro saying. So Fitspot, thank you for being the number 13 best food podcast on the planet. Thank you so much. And of course, listen notes for our listen scores of 41 and belong to 1.5 popular show globally. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yes, from the bottom of our heart, Chef Alessandro are so grateful. And of course, our 1 million downloads. We are expecting for our 2 million downloads, people. So please continue supporting us and listen to our podcast, because every week, Chef and I are dedicated to talk about food. Especially yes. Italian cuisine. Next week, tune in for our new topic next week, because it's something else. So, Shafi, what will be our trivia for today?
For today? Well, what about your trivia now?
Oh, trivia about me, people. I have maintaining. How many podcasts do I have? Well, I have 10 podcasts maintaining every week. Number one is, of course, Food 101. I do every Monday with Chef Alessandro. And Abstract Essay, I do Wednesday together with my Abstract Poetry. Book 101, I do every day, because I have a guest on my podcast. Comedy 101, I do Saturday. Movie 101 Review, I do Thursday. And of course, my love letters and geography 101, I do Friday, people. So I have a 10 podcasts maintaining for every month. Imagine, people. Plus lots of books that I'm producing. Please do grab a copy of our books, people, because it's already 8 volumes. From Food 101, yes, volume 1, basics, until volume 8, which is Chinese cuisine, are available on Amazon and leading online bookstores worldwide. So, Shafi, that is my trivia for today.
I want to ask you, are you got time for sleep or what?
I have like 15 minutes sleep, sir.
You got no day off. What's the matter with you?
No day off, Shafi. It's like I'm doing... Well,
at least I can give you my trivia. My only day off is a Monday anyway. So, you know, I dedicate my Monday to spend as much time as possible with my family. You know, help my wife in the grocery. I can tell you, spend a little bit time with my son and my girls. But, you know, and then nighttime, I spend time with you here doing the podcast. That's my my trio today. Yeah, yes. The other day, I'm full book from the morning to the night. I start in the morning at 9 o'clock, or what is it, 9:30, and I finish, I don't know what time I finish. I don't know. You know, I can finish 11, I can finish sometime at night, who knows? You know, that's our job, but we love it. That's my trio of the day. I love my job.
Yes, people, that's what we are doing every week, every day, people. So next week, tune in for our next trivia. Plus, yes, our online culinary course will be available on the first week of January 2024. Please tune in for that, because it's something else that you're going to learn in terms of culinary to make your food delicious, or how to create a food delicious. So, Shafi, what else you can say about olive oil?
Well, about the olives, you know, we was talking about before about the black olives. Yes, the black olives, you know, in Europe, ripe purple olives are often called black olives, you know, and green olives. But in North America, black olives, usually actually referred as a California olives, they are sold in cans and they are black. So, you know, I want to make sure everybody don't think, you know, you can, you squeeze it, you're going to make olive oil. You don't, okay?
No, people.
No, no, it's coming from the plant. I'm telling you, I tried once when I was a kid. I thought, you know, oh, the olives must be good. So I take it out from the tree. It was bitter like hell. Oh, my
yes,
God.
Very bitter, yeah.
Oh, it was so bitter. Oh, oh, my God. I was, I think, 7 years old, 8 years old, yes. When I did that.
Since then, you did not try to eat olives.
But if you notice, you know, when they collect the olives, yeah, they pick up both color, black, and but that's because how they ripe the olives. So it's not that there is a black or not olive oils, or you know how they come the different color. They became black because they using a natural brine to make a, you know, change color after make it become black, so that you can find the black olives in the can. That's why.
But naturally, Shafi, they are green, right?
There's yes, no- naturally they're green a little bit. They got a little bit color brown sometimes. So it's you know, depending on the even the where in which location you are, and you know what, you know what's you know yeah the generally they are green.
Not black people. No. They are green.
Sometimes you know you can find a little bit purple, almost black, but no black like you can find on the
can.
The store sometimes. that made with the brine, you know, the mix, you know, that's a kind of a chemical reaction after when the mix, yeah. There is so much to know about the olive oil, and you know it's good to people to know which one to pick, you know, to don't get, you know, product that they are no good, you know, to be used in the kitchen. That's you know, of course, you know, a good olive oil you're gonna pay for, because it's an expensive product. It's and I'm telling you, there is lots of work after that. And about filtration and this and that. So it's not something that you can just squeeze olives and you can make olive oil. No, there is lots of work on it. And there is lots of people working on that. So that's when you guys import this olive oil from overseas, especially Europe, Spain or Italy or Greece or Turkey or Morocco, you know, it costs. So that's why the olive oil costs at the store. When you see some price, you know, they maybe shock you, but you know, it's if it's a good olive oil, it works for.
Yes.
And you can feel the difference when you make a dressing. Eh? Absolutely. A little bit of olive oil, a little bit of vinegar, you put your salt and pepper, and let's say you go on top of the salad, you can taste the difference on the oil. So that's a very good thing about it.
Yes. You know what, Chefy? I love olive oil. When I'm eating rice,
oh yeah.
It's something else. It makes the rice more delicious.
Wow, fantastic.
Just like eating risotto with olive oil.
Yes, yeah, so risotto with olive oil, absolutely. Scalogno.
It's something else, people. So we are encouraging you people to make experiment about olive oil. It's something else that you need to include in your recipe or whatever you're doing, from marination to do cooking in the kitchen, because olive oil is something else that priceless in the kitchen.
Yes.
Chefy, thank you for your time.
Hey, yeah, thank you very much. Makeup people,
see you soon.
Bye-bye.